Inspector Brenda Dietrich from the Michigan State Police Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division. Brenda, how are you this morning?
Very well. Thank you, sir.
Well, 20 motor carrier officers have been added from the Michigan State Police Department with the graduation of the 17th Motor Carrier Recruit School. That graduation was held recently at the Lansing Center. What exactly is the 17th Motor Carrier Recruit School?
It's a recruit school that we put our motor carrier officers through with a training program for them to learn the commercial vehicle enforcement aspects of their job. The motor carrier officers are responsible for enforcing all the traffic and criminal laws of the state of Michigan as they apply to commercial vehicles. And the training program that they go through at the Michigan State Police Academy is an 18-week program where it is a residential program, so they stay there from Sunday night through Friday, and it's a very structured and regimented program where they learn criminal law, commercial vehicle enforcement, driving, all that type of stuff to make them fully sworn officers once they complete the training.
Yeah, like you said, it's an 18-week course. Now, how many days a week and how many hours a day are these officers in class?
They start their day at 5:30 in the morning with physical training, and then they don't conclude their day until about 10 o'clock in the night at 10 p.m. It is Sunday. They report Sunday night, and they do not return home until Friday night. And then they'll start the next week with Sunday night again.
Now, in the graduation culmination hiring process, there are about 400 applicants, and many of them get left out. What is the main criteria to get into this school?
Well, the first thing they have to do is take a civil service test, and if they score high enough on that test, then they are invited to an agility test where they have to perform certain physical requirements to test their physical fitness. They go through a very extensive background investigation, and then they come to a hiring interview. If they pass all of that, then they have to go through a medical and a physical and a drug test, and then they are asked to report to the State Police Training Academy if they're selected and if they properly complete all of those requirements. We did have 27 recruits that started out of the 400 that started the process. 27 were selected. And through the training program, seven were released for various reasons.
All right. And, you know, when we think law enforcement these days, at least here in the news world, if you will, you know, a lot of the stories that we've had regarding at least the local agencies have been about budget cuts with the tough economy and all. How is the Michigan State Police Department, and in particular, your particular division, how has that department been impacted by the economic challenges here in the state of Michigan?
Well, our funding is primarily through federal funds and restricted funds, and like everybody else, we have lost funding, which was why our ranks were down so low. We actually were at the lowest that we have had in many, many years, and these 20 will help bring us up, although not fully, to where we should be. But yes, we've been impacted like everyone else with the budget cuts, and it has adversely affected our ability to provide full service and the service to the degree that we would like, of course, to the public with respect to commercial vehicle enforcement.
Okay, and once again, as we've been saying, 20 additional Michigan State Police motor carrier officers graduating from the 17th Motor Carrier Recruit School. Brenda, for those who want more information on this particular school and how to get in, where do they go?
They can go to the Michigan State Police website through Michigan.gov. And go to the Michigan State Police website, and we have a link on there for getting information with respect to hiring, whether it be the trooper ranks or the motor carrier ranks.
And we've been speaking once again with Brenda Dietrich, an inspector with the MSP Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division. Brenda, thanks so much for your time this morning. Enjoy your day.
Well, thank you. You too, sir.